Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie with Dr. Graham from Crossroads Chiropractic, and we have been talking about the reasons why people think that chiropractic isn't for them. So we were talking earlier in the show that people are sometimes afraid it's going to hurt to get adjusted. People are afraid that they don't have the time to invest that in their life because they think it's going to take too long. Also, people don't want to step outside the box, add a mainstream medicine into something different.
Something they're not used to, yeah.
Yeah.
And like we talked about, it's all really going back to fear.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the best thing you can do is come in, get that exam we talked about in the first half of the show, and learn for yourself. See what it could be for you, because maybe it would be perfect for you.
So one reason I think that people are afraid, I mean, again, back to fear, is that they think there are side effects or risks to getting adjusted.
Yeah. And the thing is like with any kind of healthcare, whatever, results are always going to vary, of course. Mm-hmm. But chiropractic as a rule is very, very, very safe. Mm-hmm. And the risks are very low. And especially with the type of adjusting we do, where we're not taking your spine and rotating it and crunching it and elbow dropping it off the top rope, it's very safe. And you can look at the statistics about it, and all those come back to that really it's a low-risk procedure. You can look at how much chiropractors pay for stuff like insurance. Like,
our malpractice insurance is dirt cheap.
Because statistically, you just don't get hurt with chiropractic. Mm-hmm. I would say, in my experience adjusting people, the biggest side effect you'd have to worry about would be a little bit of muscle soreness. And that's generally very mild. And a lot of times that's not even because of the adjustment in a negative way, but because when you put something in the right place, it's just getting used to a new position. So my worst case scenario for someone is like, imagine you were a couch potato for a long time, and then you decided that you were going to go to the gym and work out. And then the next day you're like, man, my legs are sore. You wouldn't say, I'm injured from the gym. I can never go to the gym again. Like gym is super risky for me. No, of course not. The muscles are doing something different. And so they're learning a new job. And so much like that, when you adjust someone, sometimes the muscles have to learn a new job. But I would say very mild soreness is your most common and biggest risk. Mm-hmm. And even that's not going to be that often or for very long.
And there are some very positive side effects to getting adjusted. Like a boosted immune system.
Yeah. There is evidence that getting adjusted increases your white blood cell count for approximately 24 to 72 hours after adjustment. I mean, there's some cool stuff like that out there. And really, when you get down to it, it's not just about back pain.
Right.
Yeah.
So improved creativity was one side effect I saw.
That's cool.
Yeah. Improved blood flow to the brain.
Mm-hmm. And people will sometimes feel that one. When they get adjusted, they'll come up and be like, oh, man, like they'll feel like that rush of blood to their head. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the increased blood flow. And remember, blood brings oxygen and nutrients. You want those are happy things for the
those
brain.
Those are happy things. A feeling of like relaxation or euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Improved sleep.
People That's a
sleep
huge
better
one.
At night. That's a good side effect. I don't know that anybody's ever showed up at the office and said, I'm here to have my spine checked because I'm not sleeping well.
Nope, I haven't got that one. But
but I've had a lot of people that said, since I've been getting adjusted, I sleep so much better.
Yes, but I've got that one exactly. Yes. And you think about how important that is, because sleep is when your body heals. It's when memory consolidates. All kinds of important things rebuild and repair while you're sleeping. So that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think another reason why people don't call the chiropractor is because they're not sure that it's for them. Maybe they don't have pain.
I think that's a big one. And because, you know, we talked about people saying, I wish someone had told me to come sooner. A lot of those people I have. So I had a guy like probably like a month ago who's new to the office, and he had had neck pain for, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, something like that. And his partner was a practice member at our office for a while, had been trying to get him to come, and he didn't want to come. And because he didn't have pain. And then when we looked at his x-rays, I saw that he had a lot of degenerative changes. He had spurs on his spine. He had decreased height between the joints. So the disc space was indicated to be damaged based on the spurring as well. And he said, well, how can this be if I've only hurt for a few weeks? So one of the things you have to remember is only about 9 to 11% of a nerve tells you about pain. So if you aren't irritating the right area of the nerve, your misalignments may not trigger pain. And so you may be walking around thinking like, no, I don't need a chiropractor. I don't have back pain. But the only way to really know would be to get your spine examined. And so that's why I would encourage anybody to get their spine checked, even if they don't have pain, because guess what? It is for you. Because if we look at you and your spine is as beautiful as you think it is, then kudos, good for you. You know, that's awesome. At least you know. But if it's not, maybe we can find stuff before it creates damage.
Absolutely. It's kind of like having a cavity in your tooth. It's usually there before you feel the pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Better to catch it sooner and take care of it before it becomes deeper and more damaged.
100%. And there's a reason at your yearly physical that your PCP does blood work. You know, they're looking for things before you can feel them. Mm-hmm. Because if they can find stuff earlier, your success rate is going to be a lot better. The likelihood of stuff that something's going to be healed or fixed is going to be better. It's the same thing with your spine and nervous system. The earlier we find something that's incorrect for you, the better you're going to be in the long term, as opposed to waiting to it to be really damaged. Because, you know, there's never really a time that's too late to try to find some help from chiropractic. But there are areas that will not get as well as they could have been if we had seen you at a much earlier stage.
It's really exciting because we have a lot of parents that understand this, mm-hmm. that are bringing their kids in for wellness chiropractic checkups.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Throughout the course of their lifetime, even when the kids didn't have pain to start with.
Yeah. And I mean, the first kid I ever adjusted was my own son. And because he graduated, or he was born a week before I graduated from chiropractic school. And so I graduated from chiropractic school, and then that was my first patient.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And so basically, you know, I've been adjusting him now. I've been a chiropractor for 12 years, and he's 12 years old. And, you know, we try to give them a healthy lifestyle, but it's not that we are like super parents. Like we're like, yes, my kids still sometimes eat junk. Do you know what I mean? They go to a birthday party. I'm like, oh, don't eat the cake and ice cream or the pizza. Like, no, they're kids. They have to live that normal way. And they do normal kid stuff. And, I mean, and we, here we are, and we've never had like an overnight hospital stay. And I have four kids that are 12, 10, 6, and 3. And we've never had an overnight hospital stay. We've never had an ear infection. I mean, that's a lot.
I have a 17-year-old that never used antibiotics, never took over-the-counter pain medication, never went to the hospital.
Yeah. And like,
healthy kids.
And you and I are fairly healthy people, but it's not like we're like bringing like perfect genetics to these children. Mm-hmm. They're just lucky. I think the biggest thing is they've been adjusted since they were young, in my opinion.
Their body adapts
to
the environment better.
Yeah.
Because their nervous system is
better. That's my thoughts on it.
And there's a whole show in that.
Yes. That's another time.
We're back on the reasons why people don't come to the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Well, one reason is they weren't born the children of a chiropractor.
Yes.
So they just
didn't know
what they didn't know. But I think probably in closing, the last big reason is people feel like they can't afford it.
I think that's probably at the end of the day, the biggest one. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes when people come in and they find out how much it actually is to have chiropractic care, I always see a flush of relief come mm-hmm. over them. They're like, oh, I've been wanting to come for so long, but I didn't ever think I could afford it. Then they find out how much it actually costs, and it's super reasonable, mm-hmm. and there's just relief. So it's pretty great.
You can have an entire year of care, of corrective care in our office. So a lot of adjusting and a lot of care.
If necessary.
Correct problems, if necessary, for less than the cost of an MRI out of pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
One MRI.
One MRI to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you could have an exam. And review exams along the way,
yep,
if necessary.
And as much adjusting as it takes to take care of your spine.
Yeah, and it'll be less than that. Mm-hmm. It is really super affordable. And that's what you have to remember is that even if it wasn't, taking care of yourself now is going to save you a whole bunch of money down the road. Just like eating healthy now sometimes is more expensive than fast food, but you save yourself in the hidden cost of medical cost. Taking care of your body now is going to save you a ton of money going forward.
Absolutely. And if you're talking about the people that have low back issues, like mm-hmm. I was lifting something and my low back went out and now I'm on the floor or the couch or the bed for the next 3 to 5 days, those people are missing work.
Yeah. How many days of missed work is it that you're missing in the income there?
Migraines.
Yeah.
People miss work for migraines.
If you look at that over the course of, say, a month or 2 months or a year and track that, generally speaking, chiropractic care is going to be less than that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, if you've never had a chiropractic checkup, we would love to invite you into Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. super affordable to find out if chiropractic might be able to help you and help your family. In fact, if you call and mention that you heard us on the radio, we'll check your entire family for just $49. So mom, dad, kids,
that's awesome.
Everyone for one $49 fee. Mention that you heard that on the radio, and we would be happy to honor that. So again, Crossroads Chiropractic in Pembroke, in Epping, and in Meredith, you can call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or you can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We're wishing you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.